You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Big 18 currently means the chance to vote, especially relevant when, like myself, you're turning 18 in the middle of a voting period. I chatted with former co-director of Make It 16, Sanat Singh, about why keeping the voting age at 18 is not a good idea and why voter turnout is currently so low amongst 18 to 25-year-olds. Full disclosure, I was part of the Make It 16 campaign with Sanat, but couldn't pass up an opportunity to talk about the voting age on the day I'm finally able to vote. Is the voting age good at 18?
Fundamentally, the voting age is broken at the age of 18 because at the age of 18, people don't show up to vote. They're moving out, they're starting university, their lives are just too busy to care about democracy. But at 16, 17, we have an opportunity and the social infrastructure needed to get young people interested in their elections and interested in their elected representatives. So they are more likely to turn out to vote. And we can see that in the overseas evidence.
But what about voter turnout? So if 18-year-olds aren't turning up to vote, why will lowering the voting age make a difference?
So lowering the voting age makes a difference because most 16 and 17-year-olds are more closely connected to their communities and schools. They are surrounded by their peers and they're surrounded by teachers and parents who all play a massive role in someone's ability to go out and vote. And we've seen this overseas in Scottish elections where 16 and 17-year-olds show up to vote in higher turnout rates than 18 to 24-year-olds. But the key factor here is that if you vote in your first ever election that you're eligible for, you're going to keep on turning up to vote. And frankly, when 16 and 17-year-olds start voting in New Zealand for the first time, they're going to continually vote across their lives. So we're not just creating voters temporarily, we're creating voters who will consistently show up across generations.
Isn't it all arbitrary, though, 18 or 16?
It isn't arbitrary because the decisions that politicians are making now, the issues that we're facing as a country and as a globe, are acutely affecting young people, and young people don't have any enfranchisement over the way their lives work. Our electoral politics is skewed towards older voters, voters who are richer and have more time. Our democracy is not set up to listen to young people's voices because it's never had to represent those voices as well. So 16 and 17 is not an arbitrary age. It's a critical age to ensure that not only are the youngest and some of the most vulnerable people being listened to in New Zealand democracy, that they continue being listened to over a long time.
I was there in the campaign. I know that there's heaps of opposition, especially from the Likes and the National or ACT Party. Will we be able to even lower the voting age to 16 with that kind of opposition?
I think there's definitely an opportunity here to convince more moderate National MPs that lowering the voting age for local elections is really critically important. We currently have a bill which is going through a select committee submission stage. If we can demonstrate to the next government, which is most probably going to be led by the National Party, that there is a keen demand for this change, if we can show them that people from all sorts of ages are willing to understand and engage with young people who want to say, then we can at least have a fighting chance to make sure that this bill gets to its second reading. So, yes, it's hard, but there's still an opportunity and sliver of hope here because we have a bill in select committee and we're having a submissions campaign on it.
Does the calls from US Republicans to actually raise the voting age, even to as high as 25, show that young people's voices matter more or even less?
I think what we've got to understand about the U.S. Republicans call to raise the voting age is because they understand the power that young people have when they actually show up to vote. Recently, across maybe two elections in the U.S., Gen Z and millennials have been voting at higher rates than they ever have before. And that's because they are more connected to the issues, they have more access to information, but more importantly, they realize that the decisions that politicians are making on a daily basis are rapidly shaping and shifting their lives. So if young people have ever had a moment in democracy, it is this moment. With climate change on the horizon, or already here, in fact, with widening wealth inequality, with issues with education, I think young people have realized and capitalized on their political power And politicians who feel threatened or scared by that are now beginning to make it harder for them to participate because they realize that power. And what's really strange to me is the inability of politicians who are scared of young people to sit down and actually engage with them and learn about the issues that they care about and shape policy based on that. Because they don't have a vested interest in changing the way they approach politics because they've never had a vested interest in young people.
Some are saying 25 should be the voting age because they believe that's when your brain fully develops. Are 16-year-olds mentally ready to vote?
I think there's a couple of things that are wrong with a voting age of 25 based on mental development. First of all, we don't cognitively assess anyone who's able to vote, and that's across multiple ages. You have, 90-year-olds who are able to vote who suffer from dementia, for example. So the idea that we put in a cognitive benchmark that restricts a huge portion of people who we know are capable of voting is really, really is really damaging. But I think on another level here, we know what the evidence points to, and the evidence points to the fact that 16, 17-year-olds, just like 18-year-olds, are more than capable of making cold, deliberative decisions when they're provided with information. And that is what voting fundamentally is. In fact, 16 and 17-year-olds are probably more primed to make considered votes simply because of the fact that they'd be voting for the first time, and they would take a lot of care in casting that vote. So, no, raising the voting age to 25 doesn't seem like a great solution because that's implementing a cognitive test on people arbitrarily, but also 16 and 17-year-olds can make those decisions because cognitively their brains are pretty much the same as 18-year-olds as well.
That was Make It 16 spokesperson and former co-director Sanat Singh.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.